got some money to spend tonight.
It is Friday. It is finally Friday. It is finally Friday the 13th. Friday. I'm going about this any way I can. Jonathan Toman, director of Peak Radar, cultural office of the Pikes Peak region. Happy Friday the 13th, my friend.
Yeah, you too. There's a lot going on today.
You know, there is so much going on today and this weekend, right? Like, are we going to like have to do a 5-hour show to cover it or?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. I'm sign me up for that.
Okay. But there is lots going on this weekend, though.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's September and it's a big weekend, and it's a big weekend with a particularly local flavor, I think, to the events that I'm going to talk about, and you'll see what I mean. First of all, tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the What If Festival of Innovation and Imagination in downtown Colorado Springs. It takes over 6 city blocks in downtown, where business people, art makers, inventors, educators, garage tinkerers all share a day of wows, innovation, and creativity. There'll be over 100 interactive experiences in all sorts of disciplines, 3 main stages, multiple small stages, beer and wine garden, and much more. So the What If Festival again returns tomorrow for most of the day in downtown.
It's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't been, definitely check it out.
Yeah.
The Van Briggle Pottery Festival and Tour is also tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's at the Van Briggle Pottery Building on the campus, near the campus of CC. There will be guided hour-long tours that take place every 20 minutes that are walking tours of the historic pottery, including presentations at several points. You can view artifacts, step into Anne Van Briggle's studio, and there's also going to be a wheel-throwing booth. So all kinds of pottery shenanigans tomorrow at Van Briggle. Pottoberfest is tomorrow as well at Bear Creek Regional Park. So that's pretty much what the name implies it is. Craft brews and spirit tastings, along with all sorts of pet-friendly activities, a dog walk, pet contests, and plenty of, they use the word scrumptious food.
Yeah.
Maybe a dog wrote this, I'm not sure. But all sorts of good food and fun at Pottoberfest. And then 3 more and a couple that are honing in on local history. Tomorrow at 10 a.m. is the 19th Annual Evergreen Cemetery Historic Walking Tour.
Isn't that awesome?
So that'll bring... Yeah, that'll bring to life a few of the residents of Historic Evergreen Cemetery, where you can listen to the amazing stories of the people who helped make Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region what it is today, tomorrow at 10. The Holly Berry Folk Art Festival, you've got 3 chances to check that out this weekend, because it's today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Noon to 6 today, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow, and 10 to 4 on Sunday at Rockledge Ranch Historic Site. The nationally known event will have the best of handcrafted folk art, from clothing to furniture, as well as antiques and live music, of course. And the ranch, the Rockledge Ranch House, will be open for living history interpretation as well.
Yeah.
And then finally, the Pioneers Museum is opening a cool new exhibit tomorrow.
Yes.
It's called Evidence, Finding the Facts About William Jackson Palmer. So they'll examine newly unearthed archaeological evidence, along with extensive archival materials, to test assumptions, challenge myths, and gain new insights into General Palmer and his family, with the goal being a more meaningful understanding of the city's founder and his unique story and the community's history. Plus, you get a little behind-the-scenes look at how historians and archaeologists do their work. So, fun exhibit opening at the Pioneers Museum, and an all-around fun local weekend for sure.
And really quick, Jonathan, just so everybody knows, I spoke with the curator of history on the opening of that exhibit, and it was on our extras. You can go download the podcast and listen to it. It is going to be fascinating. I can't wait to go check it out. So we'll see everybody there this weekend, right? There we go.
Absolutely. Perfect. Plans made. We've got everybody's weekend plans figured out.
We've got it. And of course, that was just some of the events I know for this weekend. And they can go check your website, right, for more.
Yep, for sure. You just search any of those events on Peak Radar for all the details. And then, if anything else, you can search all kinds of things that are going on.
Yeah. It's going to be a big weekend. Jonathan, it's always great talking with you. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk with you next week.
You too, Renee. Happy Friday the 13th.
Happy Friday the 13th to you, too. 7:43 now, KRDO News Radio.